What does it say? Beaverton Grace Bible Church loves women and children and loves you and doesn't want you to be part of the murder of unborn children. Here is a young woman, sadly, believes she's doing good here or is somehow going to persuade us not to try to rescue unborn children. That's true. If women want to murder children, if they want to murder my son, my daughter, I would want them intimidated. They would not do that. If you're a woman who murders children, ma'am, or aids in the murder of children, then I definitely would want you intimidated that you wouldn't do that. But our purpose is not to intimidate you. Our purpose is to love you and to warn you of the wrath to come. You can stand here and be defiant of us, but one day you'll stand before God and your defiance will end. And your knee will bow and you'll confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Only He'll be your Lord and your judge. And He will cast you out into eternal judgment. We don't want that for you. We don't want that for the ladies inside. We don't want the children's lives to be taken. Precious children's lives whose hearts begin beating at 21 days. Children who in this nation, built on the Declaration of Independence, have been guaranteed certain inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And miss, you standing there holding your sign, you working in this building, you are stealing away those rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to the pursuit of happiness. And you tell the ladies inside who come for your services, you tell them that it's a fetus and not a child. And you think fetus is a magic word, but it's a Latin word. And what fetus means is baby. And so you do a little sleight of hand with language, and you take the life of their baby, calling their little boy or girl a fetus. Or you do another sleight of hand trick to justify the murder of an unborn child, and you call the child a pregnancy. Pregnancy is a condition of having a conceived child, a conceived fetus, yes, Latin for baby, in your womb. And if you terminate that pregnancy, as you well know, you've taken the life of a child, a precious child. Your sign that says Beaverton Grace Bible Church intimidates women is not intimidating. Because you see here, this little dime, you see a perfect arm and a perfect finger and thumb, and hands ripped off a child. You see here in a doctor's hands a little baby's head, and that's what they see inside this building every day. That's what the deluded young lady is justifying, is that. Do you see what you do? Do you see what you're justifying? Do you see the horror that you do? That's a little baby child. That's what you take part in every day. You help this to happen. That's a nightmare. You must know that you'll be held accountable for this. That's a child, not a choice. Which is another lie you tell people when they come into your clinic, that this is a choice. When you know well, it's not a choice, it's a child. And every child should be loved. Every mother should be loved and encouraged to love her child. But ma'am, you hate the children. And you hate the mothers. And you murder the children. And you send the mothers back out of your building, back out of your surgery center. You send the mothers back out as mothers of murdered children. You cannot take away the fact that they're mothers. You cannot take away the fact that the man who went in with the young lady is a father. And you intend to send them both back out of this building as a mother of a murdered child and a father of a murdered child. And you call that child a choice. You call that child a pregnancy to be terminated. These are lies. As you steal from this child the certain unalienable right, a right that he cannot be or she cannot be alienated from, it cannot be taken from them, to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I expect you celebrated Independence Day. But miss, you have no idea what it's about working in this murdering institution. You defy the law of God, thou shalt not murder. And for a season, you may get away with it. For a season, like Kermit Gosnell. You're no different. One day the laws of our land, God willing, may change. And you'll be found out in the murders you have committed here. Just as Kermit Gosnell was found out. But even if the laws of our land, the laws of Oregon, should not change, you will be found out when you stand before God. As Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed for man once to die, and after this the judgment. You will stand before the Lord. You will give an account. There will be judgment. And we're not here to judge you. We're here to warn you of the coming judgment. Your conscience. Idiots murder children, ma'am. Idiots give the finger to those who are loving children. It's really delusional and really sad that you would make such a sign and waste your time, waste your life, and make a living doing this.
They're very loud.
Good morning. The screams of the children aren't very loud. The children they murder here every day. This is the number one abortion provider in all of Portland. They murder thousands of children every year. It's a multi-million dollar business. Somebody should make some noise about it. This is where they're murdering children, ma'am. Do you not have a heart? Love your neighbors yourself is the second commandment. Love your unborn neighbor, the ones they're murdering here right now today. Your sign, ma'am, is a positive endorsement. It's not negative. I'm happy for you to hold it. My name is Chuck O'Neill. I'm the pastor of Beaverton Grace Bible Church. You're welcome to put my name on there. I pray one day you'll be my friend. One day you'll be the friend of the ladies who come in here. One day you'll be the friend of the unborn children who come in the wombs of the ladies here. I pray one day you'll stand with me and hold a different sign. May God give you ears to hear. For the ladies in the Love Joy Surgery Center, dear ladies, we're here as your friend today. We're here because we love you. We love your unborn child. You're a mother with a child. You're not a woman with a choice. Sir, the man that accompanied the young lady in today, you're a father of a child. You're not a man with a girlfriend with a choice. Choose life today. The terms that are used here, pregnancy, fetus, tissue, these are abortionist lies. Pregnancy is a condition of being with child. If you terminate a pregnancy, you have taken that child's life. Hello. Good to see you. I'm glad you're hearing the message. You don't want to partake of this institution. You do not want to make money taken from women and men for your services of murdering their children. A fetus is simply an unborn child, Latin for child. Pregnancy is that condition of being with child. As you help ladies terminate their pregnancies, you help them murder their children. You take money from them. You're like a hit man or a hit woman, as it were. You take money from them to murder their children. And you send them back out your doors here at the Lovejoy Surgery Center. You send them back out your doors as the father and mother of murdered children. Your cameras don't intimidate us. We're not trying to intimidate you. We're here to love you. We're here that you might hear the truth, that you might repent, you might cease this murder. Thou shalt not murder. You, ma'am, are tissue, just as I am tissue. It's just as wrong to take the life of an adult human being as it is to take the life of an unborn human being. It's just as wrong to take the life of a born child as it is to take the life of an unborn child. Thou shalt not murder is God's law, and it is the law of our land. And one day, by the grace of God, what you're doing here in the Lovejoy Surgery Center will be recognized for what it is. The atrocious, vicious assault on human life. In Revelation 21:8, it says the cowardly, the unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We don't want this for you, but you must understand that you're no different, you ladies. You're no different than the women who worked in Auschwitz, Germany. You're no different than the Nazi women who helped shave the hair off of Jewish men and women. No different than the nurses and the workers who helped take the gold teeth out of the Jewish men and women's mouths. You are aiding and abetting murder. You run an abortion mill just like they ran their concentration camp and their gas chambers. You cremate the bodies just like they cremated the bodies. You do so with a hardened conscience, denying the humanity of the unborn child, just like they did so with a hardened conscience, denying the humanity of Jewish men, women, and children. You are murderers, just as they are murderers. And I pray that you'll repent. I pray that one day, again, you'll be holding a different sign with a different conviction, born out of love, not hatred, born out of love for God, love for mothers, love for fathers, and love for their children. I pray one day you'll cease to violate the law of God, thou shalt not murder, and cease to violate your own conscience. I pray when your head hits the pillow, you'll have no peace. You'll know what you have done. You'll know what you're part of. You'll know that you're part of a multi-million dollar business of murder. You'll see it for what it is and turn from it. For the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, and the sexually immoral, sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. Liars who tell mothers that it's okay to end the life of their child because it's just a fetus. It's just Latin. It's a lie. A Latin lie. It's just a fetus. It's just a child. It doesn't matter if the child is 21 days conceived, 21 minutes conceived, 21 years conceived. That'd be about 20 years old, right? It's still a child. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. What a terrible lie. What a terrible lie that allows a place like this to exist and make millions and millions of dollars. Taken from mothers and fathers, and taken from the state even. State-funded abortion. What terrible lies are told. That your child is a choice. That a little baby boy or girl with blue eyes, green eyes, or brown eyes is a choice. You can murder that child, or you can give birth to that child and nurture him or her at your breast. To say that that child is a choice is a vicious and vile lie, an unconscionable lie. To say that a child is a pregnancy and to act as if a pregnancy is some kind of curse, a curse to be removed by the smiling faces of these workers here at the Lovejoy Surgery Center. Smiling faces with no love and no true joy. Pregnancy is not a curse, it is a blessing. Every child is a gift from God, a precious life given from the Lord, a life to be received and rejoiced in and embraced, not ended with poison, not ended with knives, not destroyed in abortion clinics like this one. First John 3:15 says, "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Whoever hates his brother, meaning whoever hates his fellow human being, there's not a more hateful act than to take away the life of your fellow human being. There's not a more hateful act than to take away the life of a precious, innocent human being, a human being that's never harmed you, a human being that's never wronged you in any way, shape, or form. And it's a hateful act to take his life. Miss, you don't want to do this. This is a murder institution. At 21 days, your child has a heartbeat. Every abortion stops a beating heart, ma'am. You don't want to take part in this. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hatred in the heart is murder. Ending a life is murder. Hating unborn children and devaluing them, making them a choice, making them an option, that is grievous murder. And no murderer has eternal life abiding in him or her. Miss, there is a heaven. There is a hell. And you'll not see heaven unless you repent and look unto Jesus Christ in faith. Hell is spoken of in the Bible more so by Jesus Christ than anyone else. Not because he was hateful, miss, but because he loved people and he wanted them to be warned. Unless you repent of this evil, the lake of fire is your future. A place that Revelation warns us the devil himself will be cast in, and you'd probably agree that the devil ought to go there. For the devil's a murderer, the devil's a liar. It's a place that the Bible describes in Revelation 20 of being eternal conscious torment forever and ever. And you stand right now defiant before God. And you'll see this day again, along with every other day that you work in this murderous institution. Repent, miss. Turn from this sin. Be saved. Look unto Jesus Christ. He died for sinners like you and me. He died so that you might live. And He rose again on the third day, conquering sin and death, that you might live. You don't have to die in your sins. You don't have to go to hell. Turn unto Jesus. Confess Him as Lord. Repent of this murder. And be saved. Did you see the picture I showed you? You looked at it. Do you not see those babies?
Have you ever met an abused, starving, uneducated child whose mother didn't want them?
Well, that's a sad situation.
Sure is.
But the answer is not to murder them.
Maybe providing birth control or education would be helpful?
Well, birth control would be one issue, and education would be one issue. But this is the number one abortion provider in Portland. You do that here. That is the issue.
Yep. We do that here. We don't want any child to be hated, to be neglected, to be beaten.
Well, then rescue them.
Drug addled.
Then rescue them. Don't murder them.
That's not within our scope.
Well, but see, you can't justify the taking of their lives and ripping their arms off and their head off because you say they'll be abused later. So you abuse them and murder them now rather than them being abused and murdered later? Do you see?
Do you think forcing a person to carry to term will make them a loving mother? Do you think that makes happy families? Do you think that makes a functional society?
I think the child has the right to life and liberty and pursuit of happiness.
What kind of life? You're not providing for them.
Well,
you're not helping
actually,
them with homework. You're not clothing them.
Actually, there are lots
you're
of folks that would love
Don't
to adopt little
yourself.
Baby boys and girls. Miss. I'm talking to you because I care about you and I care about these children and the mothers here. I'm not cursing at you. I'm not angry at you. I believe you understand what I'm saying. That concern about possible abuse later or possible neglect later does not justify murder now.
Intentional mothers are good mothers. If these women don't want to be mothers, they don't have to be mothers.
Well, sure, then they can give their child up for adoption. Absolutely. But your same argument could be made for the women who are in jail right now, who lose their minds and murder their born children.
Nope.
Oh, it could, because those children, you know, they would suffer under an abusive mother who obviously is not right in her mind, and so it better that she murder them That's the argument you're making.
I have a different opinion of cognizance, and I don't think that you're a logical person, and so it's not really worth arguing with you. How many science degrees do you have?
How many science degrees?
Yeah.
Well, I have one degree in psychology.
All scientists would say that it's a baby. Well, I have two.
No, I didn't claim all scientists would say that
a
baby.
A few weeks ago when I went in, you said that.
I don't think that was me.
I'm pretty sure it was. I have all the dates you're here written down.
Well, that's good.
It is.
That's good. Many scientists, and all honest scientists, I will say. How about the newspaper? I've seen newspaper articles where in the same newspaper, right, they'll have one article where they're doing in vitro surgery. And you've seen the famous picture, I'm sure, with the little baby's arm reaching out of the womb as they're doing surgery on the child. And yet, in the same newspaper, there'll be an article celebrating the right of a woman to murder that child.
But I think that's a little off topic.
No, it's not off topic, because we're celebrating the life of a child and the ability of a doctor to do surgery on that child in vitro to save that child's life. In one newspaper article, and a few pages later, in the same newspaper...
Yeah, this has been tons of fun, but I have babies to kill now, so I'm going to go back inside.
Miss, I love you. Thou shalt not murder. Repent of that, or you're going to perish. That was a tragic conversation. A hardened heart. You can see clearly that there's no logic there, there's no truth there, and no love there. She knows what she's doing. She knows she's taking the life of children, and she's justifying it based upon the possible future neglect or abuse. There is no justification for violating the womb and murdering children. May God grant her repentance and salvation. I do truly pray, and I'll be praying for her, and she's out here regular. We have been praying for her. I pray that one day she'll be standing with us. Miss, I love you. Thou shalt not murder. Repent of that, or you're going to perish.